Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Welcome.
That was an amazing song. I'm over here bouncing.
Thank you. I was waiting. There was a lot of pause. Like usually,
I was bouncing. And I might have been singing along a little bit, so I was definitely muted, so you can hear it.
A bouncing ginger. That is interesting. A bouncing ginger. I'll have to visualize that later after the show.
Visualize it all you want, baby. Sports Ross. Anywhere.
Sports Buzz, keeping it together since 1985.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Is it Thursday already? It is Thursday.
It's Thursday already.
It's been one of those weeks for me personally. I know that you and Corey have been doing the afternoon show every day, so I'm sure it's been an interesting week for you as well.
For Friday. Today we are both a little bit off, a little bit slow. Oh my God, so slow this morning. And I'm told it, I have trip over my tongue syndrome today. I don't know what it is or even why, but I
Do y'all hear that?
Big tongue this morning.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
We can hear you. We're just ignoring you.
Oh, suck it. There is somebody peeping in my window. So you all
you should give him a show.
I was trying to, but apparently they were like, they couldn't handle all of it.
They ran off screaming in the other direction. That's not a good sign, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it.
Ginger, how about you introduce everybody?
All right. Well, let me start. I've been doing this. We're starting a new trend here. Guys first. Over there in the left corner.
Yes, this is a new trend. I want you. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, she called you sexy.
That would be our Master Blaster. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I'm glad you're starting a new trend. Guys don't always finish first, though.
You don't need to finish first. You run the world for the... Well, not really, but you think you do, so that's enough.
Oh, honey, guys should never finish first. If you're finishing first, we have issues.
You're doing it wrong.
But if it's so wrong, it's right.
Why is our energy supposed to last 12 hours? I'm just curious.
And over there in the right-hand corner...
Sure. Philosophical, being philosophical.
Yes. Is the Miss Corey, the Miss Gaminatrix?
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Stop. Oh, stop.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
That's awesome.
Somebody, you know what? I'm going to hide these from myself. These 5-hour energy's got to go. Remember I drank this morning.
I know, on the show, you did.
Ooh, wow.
All right, so in the center of these two sex monsters, keeping the sexual tension down, is me. Miss Ginger, yay!
Yay!
When I get no clapping, come on!
Oh, wait a minute.
Love.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
They really like me.
They do.
Yes, you've been
They have no choice but to like you. They're a WAV file.
All right, so if you want to call in and talk to us, you can do that at 347-215-7977. Or if you are tech savvy, head over to our Blog Talk Radio channel page. And if you click on This Week in Gaming, over on the right-hand side of that number is a little Skype button. It's there again. Hopefully it works. I don't know. But you can call.
I like that. That was really that last part was real professional and perky. I would call in if I was listening to the show. I would call in based just upon that alone.
That's awesome. And don't forget to scroll down towards the bottom, make an account. You can chat with us in the chat room.
We don't bite hard.
You know what? It's
really
something wrong with all y'all.
That joke.
He did. He went all the way to the Austin Powers. That is not right.
I know. And I see everybody's profile in, like,
an old joke. Oh, God, no more 5-hour energy for me. God, somebody help. Help!
I have Coca-Cola, which is now gone. I'm a little bit sad about that.
Oh, God, I am off the chain. I'm about to stand up and dance on top of the desk.
Do it topless.
I'm always topless. I'm always topless. Okay. It's time to fight. What will we
do?
Time to fight?
Yeah, that's what this
fight,
is.
Fight.
Ooh, well, we had some stuff to discuss from this morning, but let's put Blaster on the spot. What do you got? What did you see this week you wanted to discuss?
Oh, come on. You've been reading my mind. What have I been – what was I just talking about before the show?
I wasn't listening.
No, you weren't. You never listened to me. Team Fortress 2, my favorite subject, by the way, Valve game. Team Fortress 2 has a release – it's the end of an era because it's the final Meet the Video. It's the final – video. You can check it out on YouTube. We also have a link up on GameMatrix.com. So go check it out there first. Go show us some love. And basically, this is the final class update, main class update. There's some new weapons for the Pyro, and it's been crazy. I mean, the server, like right when they were going to release the video at 2:00 Pacific Standard Time, I tried to find the video, and their webpage was jacked. There's so many people trying to download it. It's crazy. I think on YouTube, within 30 minutes, got over, I think it was 157,000 likes or something within 30 minutes of being on and live. So it's been crazy. It's been a lot of fun. So if you like free-to-play games, check out Team Fortress 2 and check out the Meet the Pyro video and the Pyro update.
I'm going to have to. Fun.
Ooh.
Free. There's no excuse. Free.
It's sexy. It's so sexy.
And you know it.
No.
They dragged me through Forsaken Worlds.
That was not me. That was not me.
No, wasn't you.
I just got you to play in Idol Worship and you won't stop.
I know. Actually, I've not checked it today. And
I know. I messaged you and told you I had to lay the smack down on a bitch earlier.
You did. I was getting out the door. I was being dragged out to, like, totally melt in the summer heat. 106 degrees, people. I don't care for walking in the shade. That's still too fucking hot.
Oh, God. It was hot.
Girl. We don't go out in the heat. Mm-hmm. Our mama's raised us better than that.
I am caramel. Y'all know I get all sticky and gooey in the heat, which could be fun, but...
You know, I'm telling you one thing. It's I heard up in Michigan they're rolling blackouts right now.
Which is the reverse of what was happening here last winter when it was cold.
Their power grid is not used to all those people cranking the AC down to 11.
I know. This lady says to me today, oh, it's so hot. It's not what I was like, I took that in the shade here today. Really? We got triple digits. Of course, I ain't going outside. And I got central air, not that wall business you all got. Anyway, Dangerous, I was saying, I had to lay the smack down for you on this bitch.
I'm glad you did. I'm going to have to do it.
Oh, no, there's nothing left for you to do. She has more buildings. All her mudlings are hungry and dead.
I love my Corey. Thank you, Miss Corey. You're so awesome.
I did that on all three of her islands. I was not playing.
And hello, Mr. Lee. At least I think it's Mr.
Lee. Mr. Lee. Oh, God. Where did I get that from? Oh, my grandmother's old 45s. Oh, my God. Who the hell? Somebody tell me who the hell.
That's going
born.
Back further than I can remember. I
wasn't born when it came out, but I just remember.
I know who Lee is now. Hello, Lee.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
as you all may or may not be, baby is yelling at the Xbox because she's a gamer. I don't know what's going on in there. It might be some Assassin's Creed going on. Not really sure. So you all hold the line. Yeah, hold the line while I go and work this out. 1 second.
All right. And oh my God. All right, people. I don't know if y'all were listening this morning. If you missed it, it's not the bath salts. They have decided now it is not the bath salts.
It was never really bath salts. Come on. I thought that was a street name for it.
Well, of course. It is a street name for a drug. But this was not the all right. He had no street drugs in him that would be bath salts. Street names, okay?
He had so what street name drugs did he have is the question.
Wheat. He had wheat. Oh. That's all he had.
Wheat? That's it? Lightweight.
That's all. Lightweight. All I got to say is if it was just weed, zombieism. There is some zombieism up in here. It's not cool. He ate a guy's face.
He did. You know, wheat comes from Jamaica, though. And Jamaica is a home of zombies.
Zombies.
So,
yes, exactly.
There might be some correlation going on there. I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just saying, Corey's a resident expert on all things Jamaican and zombies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's not here at the moment. And there was a news report after I got off air. A guy ate his dog alive.
Really?
Yes, zombie ate him.
I'm sorry.
No, he was
a
Korean. Big black guy.
That's weird.
Yeah, attacked his family.
Yeah, I'm not trying to stereotype, but that's not what I would expect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Are we flashing that guy that was peeking in? Is that why she's not available right now?
She very well may be. You know Miss Corey. She's all kinds of crazy like that.
Maybe we lost the chat room. Lee, come back if you can hear us.
No, come back, Lee. I know you, Lee.
Give me some. What's going on with you, Ginger? What have you seen? Anything interesting you'd like to talk about this evening? Besides the guy getting his face eaten off. A wheat zombie.
Well, there's all kinds of things that have been going on this week. There's been some epic fighting going on. This morning's case, did you hear about Samsung Galaxies that aren't going to be allowed to be sold here in the U.S. anymore?
I did not.
Yeah. Apple filed a, cease and desist kind of thing against Samsung Galaxy, and it got approved today.
Really?
So you cannot buy those here in the U.S. anymore, but now there is a new thing that just came out this evening, and I've not read it all the way through, so forgive me for tripping on stuff. But the article over at webworld.nl, anyways. Apple may have falsified evidence in its court case that led to Samsung's Galaxy Tab 10.1 being banned in the European Union. Oh, all right, my bad. Wasn't just in the U.S., it was also in the European Union, apparently.
Oh, child.
So Apple, being the bad villain, the bad guy, you know, they got the little black mask on, but it's got, I don't know, do hippies even wear masks? Anyways.
What's with the hippies and the masks?
It's Apple.
Okay, Ginger, that's from the 60s, baby.
You know, they're hippies. All I got to say, you're a hippie.
Yeah.
30 years?
Yeah.
You're a hippie? Hey. I'm calling people hippies tonight. I have to say this.
I have actually met some hippies, but they're really old right now.
And they're homeless. Mm-hmm.
No, this one actually owned a gaming store, would you believe?
Was he like the guy on The Simpsons?
They could be hippies.
He was not obese. He was a lot like other than that. He was not really obese.
Wow.
So let me ask you a question. So basically they filed a stop it order, and the judge agreed.
Yeah, the judge said, Galaxy Tab was too much like the iPad. They said Samsung actually copied the iPad. And they do look similar. They do a lot of similar a lot of similar things. Hey, it's nighttime. Anyways.
I do a lot of similar things, too.
I'm dying.
I think iPads copied. They stole that from Star Trek. I think Gene Roddenberry's family should sue iPad.
They stole it from Windows at first because they actually made the very first PC tablet, and then iPad came out some years later. Of course, nobody wanted a tablet when Windows did it. oh my God, Windows is so horrible. Microsoft is horrible. Don't want one. Then when Steve Jobs makes it, oh, it's the best thing ever. So.
Yeah, I know. It's you're drinking the Kool-Aid. If you are a if you're an Apple fan, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. There's nothing special. In fact, today I was sitting just today at lunch. We had a big group lunch for my team, and we're sitting there, and a guy looks over and he says, "Hey," he said, "what kind of phone is that?" I said, "It's an Android." And he's like, "I'll trade you my iPhone for it, straight up." And I was like, "No way."
Well, ironically, we get to tease Miss Snow when she's back from vacation because she got a new iPhone, and I have been receiving texts about how wonderful Siri is all day. So y'all get to tease her next week. I told her to ask Siri where the abortion clinics were, and see if she told her. Because y'all remember we did that story about abortion clinics?
Mm-hmm. Well, Android's come out with its own now. I don't remember what they're calling it, but the Jelly Bean is going to have something like that, right?
The Jelly Bean OS, I heard about that. Is it OS, right, or is it a device?
Mm-hmm.
I,
yeah, okay. No, Jelly Bean iOS. Well, it's not iOS, because that's...
Droid.
Yeah, my bad.
That sound file comes in use so often. I got to find that.
Yeah.
I don't really use my. I mean, I find the talking annoying.
You have a Droid, right?
Yeah, I don't like when she talks to me, especially directions.
Look up Zedge, Zedge.
I don't want it to speak to me. And I've noticed now since they updated my Droid, like when I'm getting the GPS directions and they're saying which way to turn, I have two different voices now. One is English and it says turn left at the corner, and then there's an American voice that comes in, stay left at the fork. What the hell's that?
And then there's the hillbilly voice. Oh, around that tree, you're going to want to make a right.
Yeah, they might as well put a one in there. Wrench around the tree where that goat is and turn left at the chicken. No, I don't want all of that. I want my phone to talk to me. I'm going to need them to fix this. Okay.
Put the hammer down and keep the channel clear, over.
Why, Blaster, why?
I don't know. I was actually, I was driving home and I was singing... what's that song called? It was the one from Smokey the Bandit. It was, was it Eight Bound and Down or something like that? I was singing that song on the way home. I can't remember it. I don't know.
I've
been having a weird day. I've been having a weird day.
No means no.
I've been having a weird day.
No.
I blame the heat. I was out on my back porch.
Do you see this? What's going on with you?
There's a lot going on with me.
Apparently.
Okay.
I think I might actually be suffering from mild heat stroke right now.
You know what? I'm gonna let you slide because you're not even in the real South. But anyway, we have to talk about Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel.
Yes.
What about? Why should I have a hotel?
Habbo Hotel is apparently the scum of the internet.
Well,
where all pedophiles go to play.
Well, okay, if you had not been listening in the morning, and you should if you don't. Every morning, we're here every morning live, except for Saturday and Sunday. Habbo Hotel, of course, Channel 4. I love when they say Channel 4 like we all know where this Channel 4 is. But it's a Channel 4 investigative documentary that exposed Habbo as being one of the largest havens for pedophiles on the internet, and it is a child-centric or children-centric game. You know, it's not highly graphical. It looks like it's made for little people. So as a result, a lot of Habbo's investors withdrew their support, and then they were also keeping the comments and things from people on the website clamped down, so they couldn't say anything. You know, if they experienced anything to do with pedophiles or had something to say about it, they did, and then they went ahead and started allowing it to come through. But I think they were still moderating the comments,
mm-hmm.
which still looks bad. So they have, as of today, or it might be live now, they have a new site opening in Finland, Spain, and Brazil with new supposed security measures, which is supposed to include an improved algorithm for monitoring content, extra moderators in the chat room, and a more effective tracking system that can link all interactions to real user identities, a guardian program that will allow users to police the site, and mandatory responsible use tests that all users must complete before being unmuted. This is all stupid to me. I will tell you why, because they should have been doing it from day one. you knew your game was going to attract a lot of children. And at such time, mm-hmm. you should have already had people in place. They used to be called game masters. Remember we were talking about this?
They call the GM. Yeah.
And less and less in games we have this in place, which makes it easy for these people to go into games and find children and say and do things they shouldn't be, or coerce some poor young girl into doing something she shouldn't, or some boy for that matter. I don't mean to put two little boys out on the curb, but this is ridiculous. And if you realize you were making all this money, you should have known at some point somebody was going to say something. What was that Camelot or whatever that game was had the same issue. You guys remember where they had the risque ads with the girl showing her boobs? And it was like, click here, me lord. What is that freaking game? Anybody remember that damn game?
Oh, son of a... I remember what you're talking about, but I do not remember...
Is Barney correcting me, saying Channel 4 is British? Do I need to... Let me speak to you... Are you British? Let me speak to you in the language you understand. Sod off. Anyway. And with a snap at the American
flag. Yeah, Smeghead.
Smeg, I don't know that one.
No, Smeghead.
Jason said it. Every. Ebony. Okay. Ebony. It was Ebony, not Every. Ebony.
It wasn't Every. It was
Ebony. 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 That
it was
game,
Ebony.
That was a pedophile's. Hey, you know what? Later for you. Barmy's already right at this moment he is gasping at the
Oh, I highly doubt that. I bet he's laughed and planning his next thing.
No, I don't know what Channel 4 is. It's not American. Damn it.
I agree.
The only thing we recognize is Top Gear. It's the only thing we recognize.
Top Gear is awesome.
Yeah, the Gear is awesome. Good show. Not the American one. The original one.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So Ebony had the same issue as Habbo did, and it didn't get any from it, but I was in there for all of 2 days, and I knew then, same issue. Just full of pedophiles, just full of people swearing, and not that I'm against swearing in a game, it's that it's supposed to be, it's a brand new game. You should have some controls in place. Nobody asked me my age when I signed up, so that means anybody could sign up to play. And they had ads everywhere, even on Disney sites. There was no rhyme or reason to how they were advertising. In one hand, it's brilliant, but you also attracted an element that was not good. And this, of course, people already think gamers are weird and we're all pedophiles living in our mom's basements. All of us girls are not really girls, we're guys.
Yeah, totally. I just have a really high voice for a guy.
Women do play
games. I have to say, until I video chat, I always assume that it's a guy. Until I video chat, or not video chat, I mean... Well, video chat's good, too. I mean, just chat. I meant audio chat with him. I always assume it's a guy.
You can blast up.
Freudian slip.
A lot of Freudian things going on in here.
It is.
Wow. All right, y'all are going to make the little innocent one over here blush.
Innocent? Oh, lightning.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Did you guys hear about the Valve's got the new video editor coming out for free?
I did not.
Did not hear about that. You can go on. You can go to Source Games. Actually, it's steampoweredgames.com. You can sign up for the beta for this. Basically, it's a professional filmmaking software. It's a 3D modeler that you can actually record 3D movements, and you can make your own movies. They made all the Meet the Team videos using this piece of software, and now they're releasing it for free.
Oh, I would have thought Google would do something like that.
I know. It's a professional NLE, they're calling it, nonlinear editing system. So some people are saying that there's a modeling software like Blender is free, but there's no, like, you know, Maya costs a lot of money. It's like $3,000 for a license, and you've got all these other software. This one's free. So I think it's pretty sweet.
Well,
so
we'll see how good it is first before we go to say anything.
Well, I plan on signing up for the beta, actually. I'm going to give it a little test run.
You go right ahead and reach around there, Blaster, and get it.
I'll reach around. Don't you worry.
What'd you say, red-haired girl?
I have Bryce and Dawes, which I got for free.
Yes, you know, I was supposed to have that, but Frankie don't like anything. She's all right, Frankie. She got new drivers today. She's been good today. Ooh. Yes, she has. Frankie's been good. Girl, yes, she has.
And there goes the baby talk.
Oh, I love it. Frankie's a good girl. Yes, you are. Okay, now we must get on to other topics.
Yeah, sorry. I just saw that. Okay, I'm done talking about Valve. I have to put a cap on.
Can we bitch about Microsoft right now?
Let's do it.
Go ahead. I'm going to bitch about the Mass Effect scene, but we'll save that for later. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we've got, we kind of already mentioned this before, the $99 Xbox 360 Kinect bundle.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy. All right, so we've got the new $99 Xbox 360 Kinect that you can get in Best Buy and GameStop, several more now, because they only had it in like 14 stores, and they've expanded now. But anyways, so you get the $99 bundle, but you have to agree to a two-year Xbox Live subscription plan that costs around $15 a month. You get the hardware cheap, of course. Downside is that you are paying about $420 for the entire thing.
Not worth it.
No, because, I mean, I have Xbox Live, well, not all the time, and that's the deal. I don't have Xbox Live all the time.
All the time.
Only if I'm going to be playing online, am I actually going to pay. Because otherwise, that could be a monthly fee to something else, or that could be some digital shoes or hair.
Did we talk about this? Did we talk about this last week or week before? I don't understand how people still can justify paying for a gaming service like that. I don't know.
And there was somebody else who came out this week and said that consoles are going to have to go to free-to-play. And we discussed that maybe this is why Xbox is moving away from gamers so much and moving more towards an all-around system so that they can make up what they're going to lose.
Right. I don't know. I don't. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I can't mention the company's names that just said I wasn't going to do that. there's a game company out there that you all may or may not be familiar with that releases a lot of free-to-play games. And does like a microtransaction model, and they don't charge you for their service. They have an excellent service, friends lists, achievements, all the stuff you'd want, like your own page, people can visit and see what you've been up to lately, all these different APIs that plug into their service so that you can check out how many games somebody has, how long they've been playing. I mean, all this cool stuff, free. Absolutely free.
Well,
why pay for something?
It's not even that blessed. You keep in mind, you tend to be more focused on what you want to do. Remember, as gamers, the beauty about all of us is that we're different. Mm-hmm. Now, I can understand what you're saying. I don't like the fact that Xbox charges for Xbox Live. Is it a deterrent for crazy folks? Sometimes. For some reason, it doesn't seem to deter crazy people from finding me on Xbox Live. But I haven't had any kids contact me as of late at 3 o'clock in the morning when they should be asleep. So I'm happy about that. I like that PlayStation doesn't charge, but PlayStation doesn't have the same caliber of social interaction as Xbox. Wii doesn't either. So I do like that, and I don't mind paying for it. My issue here is, at $99, if you're going to tell me I can have an Xbox and I have to sign up for 2 years of Xbox Live, it needs to be included in that $99.
Yes.
It needs to be included. I need at least a few Microsoft points added on for what you're making me sign up. So I can't leave Xbox Live for 2 years if I wanted to. I can't.
Or at least half the price or something, you know? You're not really giving us a deal at all.
No, that's a lie. You're trying to fool me.
That's like
when I go, like the other day I went to see a movie, right? And I'm looking up and I'm like, okay, drink is $4, popcorn's $5. I'm like, oh, they have a bundle deal. Let me see, $9 for popcorn and a drink. Like they're saving absolutely nothing, and I'm like that's retarded. Like, you're not saving me a dime. You're trying to like, oh, it's a bundle deal though. It's the exact same price as buying them individually. It's ridiculous. I don't know who. I guess people are stupid enough maybe to fall for that.
Maybe, I guess.
That's why I have what I call a picnic basket purse, and I will be taking pictures for y'all sometimes this week. You know what? No, I can't do that because I forgot the people at the AMC know, some of them listen to the show, and they don't know which purse it is that I call the picnic basket purse. But I'm going to tell you, it's when I go in there, it's full of cheeseburgers and fruit and all kinds of stuff because I am not paying for that shit. The movies, I refuse. $5 for chicken tenders. A cup of chicken tenders.
That's crazy.
That's pretty ridiculous.
But now if they sold the pretzels, the soft pretzels with the cheese, oh my God.
Oh, they sell them at our movie theater, but the point being is, as a person who is trying to eat healthy, why am I not able to buy apple? I might pay $2 for an apple so that I
can... No kidding!
You're feeding me bad stuff, and you won't let me bring my healthy stuff in. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what's interesting, is that I don't know if... So, Valve did... Oh, crap. Well, that company did an experiment on PlayStation 3 where they were offering their service for free through PlayStation 3 as well. I don't think they really took off that well, which is surprising to me. I would have, you know, if I was still playing on my PS3 a lot, I would probably download the play. I mean, I've got the PC, so it's, to me, it's kind of an inferior product, but that's a side note.
What have we got with him?
I don't know.
Just what? What can we do with you?
I don't know.
I don't even know what we're going to do with you.
I guess that I'm chalking it up. I think I have slight heat something. I can't even
heat
think tonight.
Seriously, I know. All day today, me and Corey both were just not connected.
I drank water.
Oh, he's a good blaster, yes he is.
And you put out a baby joke, and you're so cute.
Yes, he's a good blaster.
You're adorable. All right, we're going to lose our listeners. Sorry, guys.
Hey, they knew what they were getting into when they came over here.
I was thinking this. There you go.
If you didn't, it's too late to run now because we will shoot you in the back. Okay.
Today, too, so.
Okay, I got to move on to this Mass Effect business. I am pissed the fuck off, too. And even more so that they had to come out with a new DLC this week because some of you little bitches out there can't just play your game and just say you don't like it and move along. No, I'm going to demand a new ending. Blaster, what do you think about this?
I demand a new ending.
Why?
Actually, I don't even, to be honest with you, I've almost finished Mass Effect 1. I'm that far behind.
I haven't even played it yet.
I have Mass Effect 1, I was going through it, and then I kind of started another campaign because I had somebody who was sitting there with me who wanted to like experience it with me and play the game. Mm-hmm. So I never got a chance to actually finish Mass Effect 1. So I kind of been avoiding the whole question of, you know, if the endings were good or not, because I don't want to know because I haven't gotten there yet. So that's my answer. But I'll say this, that if the game is as it should be, right? So if you're going to complain and bitch and moan about the ending the way it was, then you want a new ending. That's not really the vision that whoever created the series had for the game. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's, to be honest with you, I want to see the real ending. As crappy or as not crappy as it is, that together is, if we're talking about games as art, that is a piece of art, right?
See?
And here you are walking in, and you're spray painting all over it, and you're like, nah, I don't like this, I don't like that, and you keep coming in. I mean, come on, people.
I don't like that they were asking for it, and I like even less that the developers caved. Why? One of them actually spoke out right when it happened and said, you know, it's game, love it or leave it, but then he backed down. Don't fucking back down. What is that? Stand up and say, who is that? Ginger, I will cut you.
I'm talking in the chat room. I will
cut you.
Talking in the chat room.
I will cut you.
I know, I'm Blaster this week. My bad.
Last week I was keeping the chat room real. And jumped all over me. This week it's your turn.
I cuss all y'all.
Yes, Jay, consummate. Yes.
Y'all talking about sex and then nobody invite me to watch.
You told me the SoCo comes with the game cabinet keys. So I'd ask exactly how long did we have to stay married and whether or not we had to consummate it. That's something I need to know.
Who are we consuming?
We are consuming the awesome sauce. Yes, we are.
That's what I call it, but I didn't know you knew that.
That is nasty.
So did you hear about the 72-hour restriction? Speaking of game companies that are caving, did you hear about that?
Wait a minute. Do share. Cause we
so
know.
Diablo, people who are purchasing Diablo 3, I think it was online, who were downloading the game online, they had to wait 72 hours before progressing through the first chapter. So if you try to get the first chapter before 72 hours, it was not going to let you. So they have now rescinded that, but there are still some restrictions that are in place for 72 hours. One, no public game access for unverified digital members. Two, no auction house access, real money or gold for unverified digital purchasers. Unverified digital purchasers cannot trade items or drop items to other players. They cannot chat in any public game channels. They cannot attach a custom message to a friend request. And global play is not available.
What
for 72 hours.
The fuck is that supposed
well,
to
be? Well, I mean, so that on the surface sounds really bad. Right? Sounds really, really bad. But the reason why Blizzard's doing this is, one, the Chinese gold farmers, right? As soon as real money, you guys heard about the real money auction house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as soon as real money hit the table, then you know that the gold farmers were all over this and spun up their, you know, huge warehouses of Chinese workers, you know, in front of keyboards. And so basically, we got to $70,000 so that we can verify your credit card information, verify that you are, you know, a real person and that you're not, you know, using a stolen credit card or something like that, and verify it all clears out before we're going to let you, you know, access all this other content in the game. And that makes sense to me. I think that's a good move.
It does. However, this is something they should have thought about before the game. They should have told you, we need to verify your account before they even released the game. That way, when it came out, you were ready to play. Because this is where I go back to. Same thing as you were irritated before, I would be irritated because I'm ready to play. I've already paid for my game. I am an adult. You should have thought about this beforehand. This is why I say we need licenses for the internet, and you can go ahead and tack a gamer license onto that so that they can be verified.
I'm curious. I mean, they're putting in all these restrictions, and it's a real money auction house, more or less. We have that in Second Life, and we don't have these restrictions.
No, because you're able to verify right then and there.
Well, used to, you actually had to put in your license or not to.
You still do. Your license or your social. They took it out now because I've been verifying my license every time.
Yeah, because I've made several alts, and none of my more recent alts have had to have it at all. I just had to
Accessing adult areas?
Uh-huh. All I had to say was I had to click a box swearing that I was over 18.
You access adult areas?
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Shame.
I love me
some Tuesday night, I'm tearing apart some ugly.
I am publicly shaming both of you. Shame, shame, shame.
I'm not shame. I like pixel cock. Anyway. get in where you fit in.
double entendre.
Yes, I am the queen
Natalie
of double
and
entendre.
They tend to
I've heard rumors. I've heard you're also the queen of triple entendre, too. But
damn straight.
Sorry, go ahead, Ginger.
No, I totally lost my train of thought. No. You said triple entendre.
Ginger's going to get a chainsaw lollipop. I hate to see what that does to your mouth, Ginger. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to have to use that on somebody. Please go suck on a chainsaw lollipop.
Ooh.
So who's attacking Japan this week? Let's check. Oh, it's not Godzilla. It's Anonymous.
Yeah. And Anonymous, I talked about this morning. You guys are idiots. Did you help at all? At all? Did you do anything that affected help?
Well, you talked about this morning. Did you want to briefly go back over that again for those who were not listening? Shame, shame, shame. To the morning show.
Mm-hmm. All right. So apparently Anonymous attacked, who did they attack? They attacked several Japanese government websites. The Finance Ministry, Supreme Court, the DPJ, and the LPD political parties were all taken down by these attacks. They're all back up. A Twitter account swearing that they are from Anonymous, and who knows, they may be, they may not be, are taken. They say they are fighting against, what do they say? The new law that would result in scores of unnecessary prison sentences to numerous innocent citizens.
Yeah, they just don't want, they want to get access to their weird Japanese porn, their weird Japanese porn games, and their weird Japanese porn comics. And that's what they're pissed about.
Well, my deal is, all right, so you took down these websites. This is Japan. Do you think they care? And if you're in Japan and you're one of the anonymous people who took this and they find you, oh, I am so sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is not going to be like it is in the U.S. where they're going to slap you on the hand. They are going to dismember your ass, probably literally.
Yeah, I mean, hell, remember the U.S. kid a couple of years back got busted for stealing hubcaps in the U.S. and he got caned there, or in the U.S., in Japan. He got caned.
Was that Japan? No, I think that was Thailand. It was Thailand.
I could have sworn that was Japan.
Either way, it wasn't here, and they don't play over there.
I don't think that in Japan. They would find a weird, gross-looking hole that had tentacles coming out of it, and they'd stick you in front.
Ew, you know what? You're probably right. Ew.
Ask first.
Ew.
And then make you stay there until either they got off or the monster did.
Ew.
No, but in all seriousness, though, I don't...
That reminds me of an experience I had in SL, like my first week. Ew.
And my experience one night when I was just walking, like, ooh, what's that over here?
It's a dragon. I was horribly molested.
Dragon? You got dragon. I would be all right if it was a dragon. There was something with tentacles. I still don't know what it was that grabbed me. And it had nerve enough to smoke me.
Oh, my God. No, this was a dragon, and it drug me down, and it molested me, and it forced me to hatch its egg, and it was not.
See, that would have been
okay. That's odd role-playing adventures. I
wasn't even role-playing. I just lost it.
I was merely walking and exploring the same way I do in any other game. I was like, oh, what's that over here? You fall on a hole.
The same man, too. I was just out wandering around, do-do-do-do-do. And what's the dragon? Oh, shit. At the time, I didn't know how to make it stop. I was like, what do I do? What do I do?
I didn't either. I was, and then look, there was no Snow White, there was no Ginger, there was nobody. I could be like, help, there was nothing.
And then you didn't want it to stop after a while, right?
Yes, I did. I started crying. No, I'm kidding.
That's okay. That just encourages Japanese more.
I know. They're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We shouldn't be stereotyping. My apologies.
No. They call us those bloody, oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the British people, bloody Yanks. Oops. In a room. Okay, anyway.
Didn't even know what Channel 4 was. Now you're accusing Japanese of being British. This is weird.
Hey.
I can't support you anymore.
I am a school opportunity hater. Anyway, the other big story that broke this week, finally, Kim.com able to his post at everybody. Ah!
Yes, you got to tell us about that.
Okay, so the big news today on the anti-piracy front is that a New Zealand court ruled that the police, the 5-0, whatever you want to call them, they enforced illegal search warrants when they seized the assets of MrKim.com. What hasn't been made clear in the initial press reports is that this is not a final victory, because we were all excited this morning too, or whenever we told you about it. The ruling as it stands today doesn't impact his extradition hearing on August the 6th, which I don't think he should be extradited. It doesn't also do away with the charges for him here. And again, that's scheduled. I think his hearing's tomorrow, or was it today? It's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You know what? We should have made like Kim.com shirts.
Free Kim. Free Kim. Free Kim.
Okay. I really hate it.
You know?
What did you say, Blaster?
I said I really hate it that I don't have my computer with me. My other computer.
Are you going to support?
I'd be abusing that .com WAV file right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, it was lost on us. The joke was lost at first.
Yeah.
You know, we went in there and we the United States government went in there and we pretty much told the Kiwis, hey, look, we're going to pay you so much money, take .com, take his house, take his cars, take his everything, shut down his business, and Big Brother will not spank you.
We'll slip you a little cash on the side.
Exactly. It's what we did. And now it's come out and the New Zealand judges said, hey, you know what? This was unconstitutional. This was illegal.
Well, not unconstitutional. Oh, they have a constitution?
I don't know.
Do they have a constitution?
They said it's illegal. It's against, yeah. Anyways. For us, it's still unconstitutional. But anyways, they shut down a legally owned business, a legally run business. The owners were not in any way doing anything illegal.
No.
And then they took files from legal users that were doing nothing illegal, and shut them down.
Oh, nothing illegal.
Well, not all of them.
Right, some of the users were got caught in the dragnet, we call that. And they were like dolphins.
We had people from U.S. government agencies that got caught in this, that were in there downloading files they shouldn't have.
Hell, Microsoft has been on there.
Exactly.
According to studies. So we have been saying this from day one that I don't even know what to say. I can't say it's a travesty on the part of the legal system, because it's just all of them are involved. Which legal system is it a travesty of? It well, because one judge understood it's wrong. Kim.com, I don't care if you love him or hate him, and you know, for all intents and purposes, I think he's a stupid fuck, because you shouldn't have been living so extravagantly. Make sure you're comfortable, but you did not need a fucking compound with life-size dinosaurs and tanks on your lawn. You were asking for it. They were going to come get you, because they're just – that's called haterade that everybody was sipping. And that's what they do to you when they hate you and they feel like you're living above and beyond them. They come in and they find a reason to take your stuff. And there's nothing you could do about it. But on the other hand, He didn't really do anything, at least not here. I don't know what else he's done. He might be, you know, having illegal penguins in his house. I don't know. But in this instance, all he did was create a file sharing service, and people went and used it however they wanted to. This should not have been reason enough to go into his house with his pregnant wife and his kids and, you know, kick them out of their home. None of that had anything to do with anything. That's like me, you know, selling cookies, and I have a store, and people went home and took the cookies and sprinkled cyanide on it, and they gave it to somebody else, and they come back and blame me. I have no control over what you did when I gave you those cookies. You bought them. They're in your possession. You sprinkle cyanide and you kill people. That is you, not me. Why am I blamed? This is the same concept. I create a file sharing service. I say use it however you want to, and you can pay to use it, or you can use it for free, but that does not make me at fault if you do something illegal with it. Now, if anything, the government could have come in and said, you know, Kim, if you don't tighten this up, we're going to fine you. You don't, you know, stop these people from putting these movies up, or we're going to fine you. You're going to be in violation. There is laws against that. But you took people had work, family pictures. I mean, anything, you name it, that they were using a service for, because it was free. I think we've used it at one time. There might have been a file of mine there. Don't let me find out there is. I'm hiring a lawyer tomorrow.
I have a file with a bunch of pictures of you.
No, you don't. You lie.
She's hoping you're lying.
No, I'm not hoping. I'm hoping he's lying, because tomorrow we can be rich. We'll be on a boat.
Right.
On Monday. On a boat.
This assumes that I have money, and we all know, based upon the page that you give me, that I do not have money.
Look, we have fluffy cakes, and lawyers accept fluffy cakes as payment.
No. I'm talking about me.
The deal that this is coming down with, this whole Kim.com thing, is that the people who used... Oh, good Lord, I cannot talk. The people who used this service legally have filed to the U.S. to get their files back. And our government has pretty much told them, you know what? F you. How do you like our fingers? Because they're not giving back these files at all.
No.
How do you like our fingers? Here's another one. How do you like that one?
Exactly.
They should
too. There's two of them together. Yeah, baby. Anyways, they're saying if you want your files back, you have to sue. And you can't sue us. No, we want you to sue Kim.com. Oh, but by the way, these lawyers, we're not going to pay for them. You had to pay for them, and they're highly expensive. Pretty much.
We need to wait for him to die,
Yeah.
I think, like I told you this morning, some lovely young kid fresh out of law school is going to make his career on these cases. He's going to figure out a way to sue them because they are in the wrong. And it's going to be based on that ruling that was done in New Zealand today. It's going to be, especially if it happens here in the U.S., he's going to figure out some way to say it's unconstitutional. This young kid right now is sitting in his room. He has no idea he's about to be the next Kardashian, Robert Kardashian or whoever, and his kids are going to go up and have a stupid reality show just because he was smart. But it's going to happen. He's sitting right now. You, come forth. Come forth and make history. It's coming. It's going to happen. Because this is idiotic. The whole thing has been stupid. It's basically an echo of what happened with Napster. I know you guys remember that. It's the same thing that they're prosecuting for. People who made Napster did not put the music on Napster. Legal music there. Anybody here disagree?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't disagree at all. I totally support that. Back that up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Blaster. Oh, that's breaking news right there that you found. About Kickstarter?
I'm always breaking news. You should not walk too close behind me because I'm always breaking news.
Oh, yeah. See, I was totally thinking you were going to go there. I was hoping not, but ew.
Well, do you want to discuss it?
No.
I deliver the news. You give the news.
You know what? Apparently you were confused for the second time this week. You better read that damn story for
us. I'm also, no kidding. Do you know how many stories
I'm also
read
eating
every
dinner.
Day? Oh, what?
Radio, sorry.
What?
What did you say?
On air and eating dinner. That's about as bad as eating lunch on air the other morning.
You know what? We're eating a lot on air. Nobody knows.
All right.
I know, right?
Fine.
And I'm trying to chew faster.
Plus, it's making me cough. All right, that's fine.
I can work it if you want me to.
Go for it.
All right, so Kickstarter doesn't really care if you get scammed out of $25. They say worried about Kickstarter not caring if one of its projects steal your money? Well, you probably should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, so it looks like Kickstarter is saying that they are not a business, it's a platform. So if you get...
No.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just the beginning of what's about to be the end of Kickstarter. You just, that's what I'm going to call it right now.
I don't know. This is kind of crazy.
And I think
those of you in the dark, you give your money to a project. If that project gets funded, then your money gets spent on this project. Some of these projects are pretty awesome. We've heard about some pretty cool games that have come out of this. You know, we're hoping to eventually, one day, maybe, possibly down the road, get one of these going, hopefully.
We might have to run away, because I think I'm seeing bad things happening here. You see what
no,
saying?
Run away. No.
No, we may run away to somebody else. There's
other,
other companies, but I don't like the sound of this. This is not going to be good. I'm never wrong. I'm never wrong. I'm telling you, bad things about to happen. But,
Kickstarter is not in control, technically, of any of these crowdfunding things that are going on, any of these projects. It's not through they're using Kickstarter, but Kickstarter has nothing otherwise to do with them. So if these companies take your money and then say, hey, screw you, guess what? I hope you grabbed your ankles.
Oh, we promised you that we would fly you out to L.A. Oh, mm-hmm. But you know what? We're not going to. Thanks for the money.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you going to do? You can't exactly sue Kickstarter. They're not the ones with the money. They didn't take your money. You gave your money willingly to these projects.
Well, they're doing some sort of vetting on the people that submit products. They're doing something.
They are.
So then they're sticking their hand in the cookie jar, right? Because they're doing a vetting process, and they have a vested interest in these people being on their website because they're taking a cut, right? So you can definitely sue them.
They are taking a cut, but they're
taking money off of it. You can sue them.
I don't know.
Well, no.
Like these other companies who ask for I don't know, silent partners for people to donate to the company.
Angel investors.
Yeah.
It is essentially, well, see, angel investors are a lot smarter. They still, either they say they want money back or they say, I'm going to get a percentage back once you get to this stature. There is nothing on Kickstarter that says you have to give the people what you promised them. At least not as far, you know, we've all read the paperwork. There's nothing there that says you have to. It is kind of like giving a donation, especially when they give you the money. You're not saying you're a charitable foundation, you know, going to donate any of the proceeds. That's where it would get into trouble. If you said, you know, I'm going to take this money and we're giving money to cancer, and then you turn around and kept it. You're saying this is going to your company, and that's pretty much it. And we said, we might give you this if you donate this. There's nowhere that says in the fine print that they're obligated or you're obligated to give this to the people. Nowhere in any paperwork that I read when we were putting ours together and still putting it together does it say that. So really, your money is not safe. Even Kickstarter really doesn't have any wow, this is going to be interesting. I think I'm going to bring this up again tomorrow. Kickstarter does not verify that you're even a business. Keep that in mind. So, you know, my neighbor could go say, you know, I think I'm going to sell lawn equipment and I'm going to be making it and take all these pictures of prototypes he might have made on his computer with Maya, and the thing doesn't even exist. And he says, yeah, I got 50 of these ready, and I'm going to be selling them. Go ahead and put in your orders. And he gets all the money that he wanted to get, and bam, gone. He has to deliver this. You know, he has so many days to deliver this, or Kickstarter's going to step in. So this story is absolutely true. There is nothing to stop anybody from creating a whole scam on Kickstarter, and it might be going on now. And when it happens, Kickstarter, you're going to lose all your people.
You know, for this article to even have come out, it had to have happened.
Yeah, but it's not happened, you know, big time yet. What about if, who's the people that, crap, what's the name? Double Fine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if Double Fine decides tomorrow, thanks. We're not giving you guys any the T-shirts, anything we promised. Screw you. We're all going to Aruba. Thanks. What could people do? And it's there's one of the biggest ones. And they got more than a million. How much did they get? Like 25 million?
Yeah, something like that. I'm sorry. I was looking forward, but it does look like a sham project has already been closed down. It was for a game called Mythic, the Spirit of God.
Yeah, we covered that one.
Did we? They raised about $5,000?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, they were the first one to shut down. But how many of there are so well put together? Because, you know, scam artists are not dumb people. Everybody thinks they are. True scam artists are, well, that's why they call them artists. They are super intelligent. They just happen to choose to be a criminal instead of, you know, work for the FBI. So what happens when that person comes along and puts together something that looks so delicious? I mean, they have a website and everything. And the, you better mute yourself and stop all that slurping. but what happens when that person comes along and puts together the scam and gets the money and doesn't give anybody anything and Kickstarter has to deal with it? They're going to either have to put some more safeguards in place,
right,
or it's going to be really bad.
Well, you were telling me that they're really, really picky about, you know, what you put up there.
They were, but not picky in a sense of they were picky about how we were wording things.
That's what I'm saying. So what they're trying to do, I think, is stay on the side of this donation, right? Because remember, some of the things they were really picky about was different tiers getting different things, right? And they're like, you have to make it
something
sound
tangible.
Like, yeah, that you're not. Well, you have to make it sound like just something you're not. They're not paying for that. You're just getting this for giving you this.
Which again, right. makes it a donation to you, which means you are not obligated
right.
to give them anything that you say. But in the long run, it's not it's not protecting the people who are putting forth the money. And I don't, you know, it's not just gamers, because most of the time we talk about Kickstarter in reference to gamers, mostly because of Double Fine. But you have other projects there. There's people asking for money for movies and books and to record their demo CD or to do their music video. And like I said, what happens when the true scam artist comes there and they make it look so good and they walk away with a few million dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Kickstarter.
Everybody's getting blowjobs and hookers whenever I show them. Flapjacks. I'll make $1 million per night.
And flapjacks.
Forget flapjacks. Can't forget them.
Good God.
Wow.
So I now that again you bring this to my attention. We got like 4 minutes.
We do.
Bring this to my attention. Yeah, you guys need to be a little more astringent in how you're putting together your information. I mean, because I don't recall ever sending them a business license. And we have one. We are legitimate.
Yes.
But who's to say my next door neighbor is? All right. We got about 3 minutes. So we're hey, don't make me talk all loud yet. I've been screaming all
night. That is such
like
a good song. Oh, you've been
like
screaming? All right. Corey has stories.
No, I don't. But anyway, you know where to find us right here at GameAndMatrix.com, and we'll be here bright and early in the morning bringing you the news hot fresh daily.
Yes.
Bye.
driving everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.